Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
How's the work?
Exhilarating.
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
Stacy? Jimmy Q-tips, I've got water in my ears.
I don't know. Check in the house.
Oh, wait just a minute. Did anybody fucking knock anymore?
Just observation and deduction. See a propensity for obesity, poverty, a yen for fairy tales. Folks putting what few bucks they do have in the little wicker baskets being passed around. I think it's safe to say that nobody here is going to be splitting the atom, Marty.
You see that? Your fucking attitude. Not everybody wants to sit alone in an empty room beating off the murder manuals.
Another fucking clever one. You know, I bet when you and your partner's out on the trail, when you ain't greasing poles and choosing who's gonna be rider, oh, I bet you and him just bust each other's guts with your little fucking funnies.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside, how about that?
You dirty old man!
Now, Daisy, let me explain.
You just explain it to Lulu!
Lulu, if them blabbermouth hears I'm in town, I'm a goner.
Well, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah. Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a water buffalo.
I like different music for different things. I like to listen to rock. I like to dance to jazz.
What do you like to do to Prokofiev?
Fuck.
Hey, let me see now. You would be from Austria, am I right?
No, I am Inga from Sweden.
Sweden? But you're wearing lederhosen.
Yeah, for sure, from Sweden.
We've got it made.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
He was supposed to do a job for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk.
You like Tupac? How many albums you got him? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. It is season two. It is episode, what is this, 13? Yeah, 13, right?
That's what your thing says.
Yeah, 13.
Thing.
It's episode 13. Can't even keep track of the friggin' episodes.
Just roll it.
Well, you know, yeah. Oh, there we go. I didn't have my headphones turned up. It was bizarre.
Oh.
Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, I couldn't hear.
And, you know, I couldn't hear a thing.
Jeff is so soft-spoken.
I needed my cans on.
That's Ira Malkin.
Hi.
Hi, Ira.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. Hashtag.
That's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Howdy. And no Stephanie this week. She is out this week, but she will be back with us soon.
We'll miss you.
Stephanie. Fucking Stephanie. Where the fuck is she?
Love that girl.
Love that lady. She's a nice lady.
Yes.
So, what's been going on here, Ira?
Oh, me?
Yeah, what's up in your
life?
You
know, working, doing shit, listening to Radio Labyrinth every week.
Oh.
You know, on the interwebs.
How's King Cake and the Boogie Woogies?
It's rolling along. I'm still trying to figure out how to market this thing better.
Did you sell any CDs at Bees Crackling and Barbecue?
I did, actually, yeah.
How many have you sold so far?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You got no.
Well, physical CDs, I haven't sold them. They're pretty much giveaways I've been doing, but no,
yeah, but the downloads you can.
This is the thing. I think I told you when I was in here, like the reports are like 3 months behind or something.
Okay,
and it takes a while to catch up. And they told me this up front. They said, you know, the distributor that I use said, look, it's going to take 2 to 3 months. So I'm like checking in every day, going, anything, nothing, shit, nothing. Shit.
Audio Boom's finally upgraded their tracking. Like ever since we've been with them,
yeah,
we originally started on what, Podbean.
Yeah.
And then we moved over to Audio Boom.
Yeah.
And I was looking this week that, you know, they're incrementally changing the way you can look at your analytics. And it was always kind of spotty to figure out how you've been doing. But the last two shows have gotten over 5,000 listens total.
Wow.
So that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. And thanks to everybody who bought the Redbox Troll
T-shirt. That's just on Audio Boom, right? That doesn't count iTunes.
No, that's every listen. I don't know, man. I don't know how that shit works.
I think iTunes would be separate, wouldn't it?
No, no, because it's the host, so they use all the they count all the RSS feeds.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the downloads and and all the streams.
It's a combination of the downloads and the streaming listening. Thanks to everybody who bought the Redbox Troll shirts. We almost sold them out. We sold 16.
Really?
Yeah, almost sold them out. Oh, man.
It's 17 is the number? Or
no,
20,
20
is the number.
But, you know, it's close. Closer. We sold more of the Redbox Troll shirts than we did the Radio Labyrinth shirts with the Shiny.
Right. See, I want that one again because I fucked up and I never got that one.
Well, I ordered the Redbox Troll shirt for myself, and
blue?
I ordered extra large, blue. Yeah. And it was fucking like, I got it at Walmart. You know, I have to give it to my dad for his birthday. Well, I hope he's not listening, but I'm, yeah.
Mine's too big?
Yeah, it's huge. What'd you do, Jeff? You told them to make them bigger?
No, they have bigger sizes. Though.
It's those Gildan shirts,
Boy,
right?
What
Gildan
size
shirts.
Did you?
I ordered an extra large, which is what the shirt I'm wearing right now is an extra
large. Right, and it was huge?
But this shirt is.
Just wash it once.
No, it's too big for that. It's way too big for that. So I'm going to have to order a large.
It could be your painting shirt.
I'm not gonna ruin it. I gotta give it to my dad.
Give it to your wife so she can sleep in it.
Oh yeah,
my wife could. My wife.
That's a hot look.
Three of our dogs could sleep in it. It's that big. They're big shirts. You got yours, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could wear it.
He wore it at B's.
He did.
Well, he had his shirt closed up. I said, "Open that thing up."
Did anybody say anything?
Ira.
Well, besides Ira, Ira knows who it is. Oh, you did. You took a selfie.
I took a selfie with all of us.
So we'll do another run of shirts. I want to get one of those Radio Labyrinth shirts, so maybe they will limited run so I can
shiny,
buy one.
The Shining
one? Yeah, the Shining one.
Yeah, let's do that one again.
Okay. We'll do that one again. Let's see what else is new. Oh, so last week Jeff stalked W. Earl Brown from Deadwood. What was that all about?
It was literally across the street from his apartment.
Yeah, he was filming across the street.
Why didn't you post it on social media? Were you told not to?
No, what? That I met him? I did.
I didn't see the picture on your Facebook.
Yeah, he made it his cover photo.
Oh,
picture.
Okay. Well, we'll check.
He looked good, though. You know, he looks. When he was in Preacher, did they make him look a lot older, you think?
Yeah, well, he had that buzz cut.
Yeah. But, I mean, he looked just like an old man in Preacher.
Well, he didn't look like you were annoying him either, Jeff. He looked happy that you were there to hang out with him. But you've been talking to him since MySpace days, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Does he recall any of that, or?
I didn't bring it up, but I think he knows who I am, just as far as having been friends.
Guy's been stalking me forever.
Yeah. I'm finally meeting this fucking Jeff guy.
You going to get that fucking Jeff guy down in the bar?
Yeah, we were supposed to meet
Al
last time he was here to film something, but he didn't end up being able to make it. So.
Yeah.
Did you bring him any cinnamon? Did you set it out for him?
No.
On whose fucking direction?
Yeah. He was very nice, and we only had a few minutes to talk, but.
Yeah,
I gave him a card from the podcast, and I said, you know, I asked him how much longer he was going to be in town, and he was leaving the next day. So what was that, Monday or something? Tuesday. So he was leaving Wednesday. But he said that it's looking like this show is going to go to series.
What show is it?
It's a untitled Reba McEntire.
Oh, that's right.
Project.
But it's for a big three network.
It's got to be for ABC, don't you think?
I don't know.
Well, it's created by the guy that made Desperate Housewives.
Reba was on ABC Family,
right? And Reba is
originally ABC,
right? Her show.
Is he dressed in a cop's uniform or something?
Yeah, he's like a deputy.
We know he's going to be a cop,
right?
It's not typecast. Is he your boyfriend or something?
I don't know. I don't know if he's supposed to be Reba's husband, or I don't know anything about the plot at all.
Somebody at Mary Todd recently was working on that show as a staff, you know, not staff, but as production.
That night after I left, I went back by it.
Yeah.
And they were filming at night, and they had all these lights set up, and they were shining them on the church.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a huge crowd of people there. I don't know how many of them. Extras and stuff, where people just looky-loos.
Looky-loos.
But
no looky-loos.
There was no security, so like anybody from the neighborhood could just walked up there. And,
yeah.
Well, but did you arrange that meeting with him?
Well, I mean, I told him I was coming.
Okay.
And
then you just walked up and nobody gave you any shit?
No, nobody gave me any shit. And he told his guy, his escort, that I was coming.
Oh, his escort. How did she look?
What did you do? Just say, hey, you're filming near me. I want to come meet you.
Yeah, well, I said.
Had you met him before?
Well, I saw they were setting up for something over there to film something. I know they filmed other shit there. They filmed that stuff from Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures there, yeah. I watched that. That was cool watching them do that.
Yeah, and I saw them filming some of that, too. I drove by that a few times when they were filming that. But I saw they were filming over there, so I asked on Facebook. I said, what's filming there? And everybody was like, some Reba McEntire thing. I was like, all right, sweet. So then I you know, I messaged him on Facebook and I said, hey, you going to be over there? And he said, he's not in the scene, but they're shooting a bunch of promo photographs.
Oh, yeah. So he had to be there just for that. Oh, so he had an easy day. So that was good for you.
Yeah. Because
he wasn't beat or pissed off or anything.
Right.
Seems like an amicable guy, no?
So anyway, he said, it's looking like it's going to go to series. And if it goes to series, he's probably going to have to move here at least part time.
Ah.
And that we'll definitely be in touch.
You got an extra room at your joint? Maybe?
Yeah.
About getting him in here. But he said maybe in the summer they'll know for sure.
Well, that'd be great because he's pretty amenable to coming on the show, right?
Yeah.
So that excites Mark Arum from WSB.
Oh, yeah? He's into him?
Oh, he loved Ed Wood. He loves W. World Brown.
Sure.
We brought that up last week.
Where's Mark? Is he here? Can we get him in here?
He's here, but I'm not going to go by. He's doing his show right now.
Come on, let's go talk to him.
I don't want to go grab him right now. You want to grab him right now?
I'll do it.
Run in there right now and just punch him in the stomach.
No, he'll kill me.
Mark, my name is Ira. We're doing this little show down here. You want to come down?
You know what? We'll schedule him one night, but we'd have to record it after he's finished, so it would be late.
That's fine with me.
I know. It's
he was leaving when we were leaving last time.
No, he was going to he was going to get a soda.
Okay.
Hang on. If you're not familiar, by the way, with W. Earl Brown, and if you're not, you're a dummy. Here's a little scene from Deadwood.
That cocksucker! What do you think of that, Chief?
No, this
some
is
kind of fucking division of feeling.
Al Swearengen talking talking to himself.
If I'm overstepping, boss, I apologize.
I'm waiting.
Sometimes I hear you speaking in here when I know there's nobody in here but you.
All right, it's one of those videos that's sped up, so I don't want to fucking play it. It pisses me off. But
it's
that's
sped
him.
Up? Oh, I
yeah,
see.
They speed it up a little bit, or the timing's not right. But Al's talking to the Indian head that he was. Remember in the first season or the first couple episodes?
He was losing it.
Yeah, well, they were paying bounties for Indian heads.
Oh, that's right.
Or for dead Indians, I don't know, whatever, Sue. So he was talking to the Indian, and Dan, who was played by W. Earl Brown, is asking him, sometimes I hear you talking to yourself.
Yeah. Blah, blah.
And then the other character he's most known for is Frankenbeans.
Right, which I haven't seen that movie since it was out.
So anyway, he signed my Deadwood box set. He wrote,
"Sweet,
best fucking wishes, you hoopoe-headed cock."
This is the greatest thing ever.
W. Earl Brown.
Did you post that?
Yeah. No, I didn't post that on Facebook.
Well, you should post that after this episode. Speaking of,
I'll put on our Radio Labyrinth Facebook page. Yeah.
Post that shit up, yo.
Other stuff shooting around town, right next to my work, which is downtown. They're shooting some huge action movie, I think, starring 50 Cent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's that. I knew what it was. DM was the code. I forget what it was.
Yeah, it's huge that's production.
It's part of that West Side Filmworks.
How do you know the codes?
There's websites that'll teach you. But, so they didn't, you know, in my building, they usually kind of hand out flyers saying.
Den of Thieves, it's called.
Oh.
Oh. Den of Thieves?
Yeah, Den of Thieves.
They usually hand out flyers saying we're shooting, you know, you might hear some noise, some gunshots, whatever, but they didn't give us anything, and they're shooting a lot of machine guns and a lot of guns around.
They were doing that over by West Side Filmworks. They had a bunch and, of machine guns.
I mean, I'm having people show up at the shop just to meet me to whatever, and all of a sudden it's and people are like hitting the deck, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling us.
I know. This Venezuelan delivery guy came in the other day. He got out of the truck and they started shooting. He like dived under the truck.
Only mackerel, man.
He's like, hey, man, in my country, you hear that, you get down.
That's crazy. Yeah. I shouldn't like to deal with that kind of thing. Say, here to this.
Well, anyway.
They're
spending a lot of rounds on that film.
I didn't watch a lot of television over the weekend.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I went to North Carolina to see some of my mom's family, of my cousins
and uncles.
Watched the
basketball game.
Watched not when they beat Kentucky. I watched the one before that because when I got there Friday night, my aunt and uncle were watching that with my cousin. And then Saturday, went out to dinner with another cousin of mine and visited my other aunt and uncle who live in Chapel Hill. So aunt and uncle in Durham, aunt and uncle in Chapel Hill. One's my mom's brother. One's my mom's sister and their respective spouses. So I was on the road listening to podcasts and listening to an audiobook. So
what audiobook were you listening to?
Listening to Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Stephen
one.
Stephen King.
Oh, that's the sequel to
The Shining.
The Shining, yeah.
The Shining.
You know, I started that, and I never finished it.
Same here. That's why I started it over again.
Yeah? How are you liking it?
I like it.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I think I was reading it for real, though.
Yeah, it's not really reading if you're listening, but everybody.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but you know, I like Will Patton. Will Patton is he's a good actor and he's a real good audiobook. I think he's one of my second favorite audiobook narrator after Frank Muller.
Well, you liked him because he did what's the other Stephen King thing you're into?
A lot.
The big one.
The Dark Tower.
Yeah, Dark Tower.
Well, yeah, that's it's most of those are done by Frank Muller.
Oh.
And then
all right, never mind. I take
George it back. George Guidall does the rest of it.
But Will Patton's been doing all the stuff lately, like all the Mercedes.
Mr. Mercedes.
Books, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, I haven't listened to the other two of those. I was reading reviews for what's the sequel to Mr. Mercedes called? You can Google that, but Will Patton. And if you don't know Will Patton, he was recently on a TBS series about, or it was a TNT, that alien show with Noah from ER.
Dark Skies.
Yeah,
something Skies.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Dark Skies.
I think it was Dark Skies.
Something like that.
And he was also in No Way Out. He played Gene Hackman's assistant, the sycophantic little dweeb. He was in The Postman. He played the leader of the leader of the group. That gets overthrown by. Have you ever seen The Postman?
Kevin Costner film.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I didn't see that.
It's universally panned, but I love it. I love that, and I also like Waterworld, which everybody else.
Finders Keepers and End of Watch were the other two, but I'm just seeing that they're making Mr. Mercedes into a movie.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Who's going to be in
David
it?
David E. Kelly is the guy behind it. So.
I liked Waterworld.
I love Waterworld.
It's the first movie I saw when I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to see them by myself in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, at the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, Tommy Boy, the Jerky Boys movie. I went to a lot of movies, but that movie.
Well, no, I like going to the films by myself, actually.
It's not too bad. I had no options.
Well, see, I have this hypervigilance where no matter who I'm with or what movie it is or how good it is or how good, I'm all, my mind, half of my mind is going, what does this person think of this movie?
Well, I had passes.
Mad-Eye Moody's playing.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
Playing Bill Hodges in those Mercedes movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's definitely up his role. Up his role, up his alley.
Up his something.
I think the last movie that I went to see, I was supposed to, was Arrival. I was supposed to go see Trainspotting 2 last week, but I couldn't go, and then I found out that the download that they get to show the screener, that didn't work, so people sat in there for an hour.
I was in the theater, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you telling that story on The Doctor.
Yeah. So that's pretty much, I tried to watch, I watched most of Walking Dead last night. I know you didn't watch it. Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good episode?
That was all right.
Yeah, I'm liking the dynamic with Negan and trying to get. Never mind, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Apparently,
because I didn't see the ending. Sasha,
oh, the dude that was Dr. Frankenstein on Penny Dreadful is playing Brady Hartsfield. And
oh yeah,
Mr. Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's probably gonna be pretty good then.
Did Sasha die?
Not yet.
Okay, good. So then
next week
she'll die because she's got a new series coming up. Speaking of Stephen King, there's going to be a new. This week, there's a new trailer for It.
Oh, yeah?
A Red Band trailer will be coming out this week. I read about
that
today.
Been waiting on this shit.
Yeah, it's coming out this year. So it's The Dark Tower, right? Both of them?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope they don't suck. Smoking update. Go ahead.
Oh, I started reading that at your guys' recommendation.
What?
Dark Tower? No, the whole Dark Tower thing.
Did you start with The Gunslinger?
The Gunslinger, yeah.
Did you finish it?
No.
Listen to the books.
Yeah.
The George...
What, it's better than reading it?
The Frank Mueller ones, yeah.
Yeah, because he does, you'll identify, what'll happen when you listen to the audiobooks is you'll get the character voices in your head, which some people prefer to create themselves, but
he does it so well.
Such a good storyteller.
Yeah?
There's storytellers and then there's narrators. He's a storyteller.
All right, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, sure. He didn't write the story, but he can tell the story.
I have podcasts to listen to. I have a zillion podcasts.
I have a lot of things to listen to. I can't believe I actually listened to 4 podcasts in a row.
You're driving to Jersey. Put it on while you're driving.
Yeah.
What podcasts are you listening to?
Well, it's my staff picks, so I'll tell you at the show. I listened to Gilbert, I listened to ours, and I listened to a couple other ones. What was I going to say?
Oh, Smoking Update.
Smoking Update. No, I was going to say something else, but no, it's kind of drifted out. Oh, the other good Frank Muller narrated books. Did he do both of the... God, why can't I do that? He did The Talisman.
Talisman.
He read The Talisman. What's the sequel to The Talisman called?
The Black House?
Yeah, he did both of those, right? Or did The Black House come out after he died?
Yeah, maybe.
I have a version of him reading All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and this fantastic narrator, or narrator, storyteller, whatever. I'm tired, man.
Yeah, it
so
is by
tired.
Frank Mueller read both Black of them. House.
Did they have you read that book when you were in school?
What?
Like elementary school?
The Talisman?
No.
They're working on another
All Quiet
one,
on the Western Front. Wasn't that like a...
What'd you say, Jeff?
Peter King and Peter Straub and Stephen King are writing another sequel.
Oh, same kid?
Probably.
Jack?
Yeah, Jack Torrance.
It's axiomatic.
Jack Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer.
Yeah.
Roar, wolf. What were you saying?
I forget.
Everybody's talking over each other.
I know.
We don't have Stephanie here to...
keep us in line.
Yeah.
Fucking Stephanie.
This is like the early days, the way early days.
I know.
It's the boys.
The boys club.
God, did we suck Stephanie. This much back then?
We don't suck. We're just rambling.
Come on. I'm breaking balls a little bit.
I was like, hey, we're breaking balls.
Breaking your balls a little bit. Break up my party. Now go get your fucking chamber.
No, you just don't have to drink with me. No, you just don't have to drink with me.
Used to call him Spit Shine Tommy.
On the house.
Look, you insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of line yourself.
Karen, right down there. A little more down there. That's okay, Jimmy. I'm going to go home now.
God, that was a scene that got me so fucking anxious the first time I ever saw it.
Hell yeah. Because
I was like...
No. Go just around the corner.
That may have been one of the first movies that got me like... They were going to have a heart attack.
They're going to whack her. We're talking about Goodfellas.
Yeah.
They're going to whack Karen. You know, in real life...
I prefer My Blue Heaven.
No, don't get out of here. You can't be serious.
It's based on the same book, though.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is. My Blue Heaven with Steve Martin.
Uh-huh. It's based on...
How is it based on that book?
The Nick Pelleggi book.
Wise Guys.
Right. Yeah. It came out like before Wise Guys.
It did.
Or it came out before...
Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 87, was it?
My Blue Heaven.
Eh. It's a comedy.
That's how I feel. Eh. Mickey Blue Eyes.
Steve Martin as a Goomba.
Well, it was a comedy, so it couldn't be as dark. And what was I going to say? Oh, you know, the real Karen.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, the real Karen. Like the real, real.
The real thing is that apparently, not Jimmy, but who is the big guy? Paulie.
Yeah.
Paulie was a scumbag. And anytime Karen would come around, Paulie would try to like bang her. And he was always groping her and stuff. Yeah.
Well, what happened to Karen? Did she like write a book or something? Or
yeah, she did. She wrote a book.
Karen! Karen!
You're not going out tonight. Go to your ready-made whores. That's all you're good for.
She became a psychiatrist and started working on
Soprano.
Yes. And then she did a Broadway play where I saw her nude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was nude in The Graduate on Broadway. I saw
Get
that.
Out of here.
Yeah, 2003. I think I've told the story. And then during intermission, I went to smoke a cigarette. And ran into...
what's her name?
Yeah.
Some Sopranos.
We're so great tonight. We're
Edie,
on fire.
Edie
Falco?
No, the other one.
No, not Edie Falco.
What's her name?
What do you mean, what's her name?
Michael's chick.
Michael Imperioli?
Yeah.
Christopher's girlfriend?
Christopher. yes.
Yes, yes, yes. You fucking twat.
You can't think of her name either.
I can think of her name. I'm waiting for you to think
of it.
Drea DiMatteo. Yeah. You fucking whoa. All right, we're going off the rails.
No, this is good stuff.
This is the thing. But good.
Karen says you're half Jewish. Only the good half.
Just the good half. She was Carmela's mother in The Sopranos.
Oh.
Karen's mother in Goodfellas.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Daddy, right. Your father never went out. Daddy never went out.
He hasn't been able to digest a decent meal in six months.
6 weeks.
Weeks, months.
What's the matter with you, Henry? What the fuck kind of people are they?
Hendry.
I want you to meet the kid, Hendry.
Oh, no, Karen. Why did you flush that?
All right, guys. All right. Let's...
I could do that shit all night.
I could, too. We're just going to quote movies all night. You guys ready? Jeff, go ahead.
It's like boys' night. We're like doing, you know...
Jeff, quote a movie.
It's a weird moon. The moon kills you now.
Meatballs.
Feeds off the air.
Meatballs, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ira?
Man. Holy shit. You're not going anywhere. Who do you think you're traveling with? Novice?
Shit.
Why don't you get up and mingle? These are all your kind of people. Probably all embezzlers, though. Fly with me. Jeff knows this. Come on.
Midnight Run.
There you go.
Yeah. The embezzlers thing. I got that.
Yeah. Probably all embezzlers, too.
All right. You got some news?
Yeah, sort of.
Why don't you break out some news?
As I mentioned earlier, I am going to try to helm Steph's segment of news to us, except I didn't have a chance to read through
I didn't read any of them. I don't know anything.
Well, listen, I have the headlines.
Okay.
So, the first one, well, and I will tell people that you culminated all this news, right?
I believe.
Not all of it. I didn't.
There's some stories I didn't put in here. Like, there's one that didn't even have a headline.
No?
Something about beer laws.
All right, we're going to talk about True Detective Season 3.
Okay.
The headline is, can David Milch save True Detective? Now, who is David Milch? That's the guy who wrote Deadwood.
Yep.
And wrote and directed, I guess? Well, wrote. Created. Yeah, of Deadwood. And Luck, remember the horse movie, the horse racing movie?
It wasn't a movie.
Show.
Didn't he also do...
John from Cincinnati.
No, the show in New Orleans.
Not Tremé. That's the Wire guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, the Wire guy. Okay.
So, what is the deal here?
John from Cincinnati Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You agree with me then?
Yeah. I mean, we watched it because it was David Milch, and because
Milch did NYPD Blue. All that shit.
He's a
fucking genius.
I don't
want to get worked up.
You know, there's good YouTube videos of him like speaking to film classes on YouTube. It's fucking fascinating.
Well,
did you ever look up any of that?
I would like to know what the hell John from Cincinnati was about. I mean, it was an interesting show.
It was obviously a bunch of religious shit that I didn't get.
Well, the acting was great.
Yeah.
But it was just, what the fuck are we watching? It had Garrett Dillahunt in it. Everybody liked him. I mean, it had all the Deadwood. I don't know. Anyway.
It did.
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Right.
Al Bundy.
Yeah, I know. It was like every week after watching that show, I'm like, am I going to keep watching this?
Good for him that didn't work. He wound up with a cash cow.
Modern Family.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That show, those people are going to be rich forever.
But they don't know if this season three, it's going to be the dude, you know, the Nick Pizzolatto or whatever his name was, the True Detective guy.
Yeah.
But Milch is going to come on and, I don't know, write or consult or show run or what, but... And there's no talk of the cast yet, but Matthew McConaughey said he was amenable to coming back to do it again.
I come back and do it if I get free Lincoln out of it, because Lincoln I got now, I'm just getting tired of driving it.
And Woody Harrelson's in every movie on Earth now, but...
Yeah, he's going to be in Han Solo. Apparently Han Solo's name isn't really Han Solo.
No?
No, I saw that.
The dog's name is Han Solo.
What?
The dog. We named the dog Han Solo.
I don't know what that's from.
Yeah. It's from Indiana Jones. The dog's name in Indiana Jones was Indiana.
Ah.
And the dad goes, we named the dog Indiana.
So what is it? Have you guys heard about that?
Nah, I mean, I heard that wasn't his real name, but that's all I heard.
Fucking stupid. Thanks, Disney. Keep wrecking everything that we like. Please destroy everything that we like and grow up enjoying.
It's a SAG thing. He couldn't use Han Solo, so there was another Han Solo.
Who couldn't use Han Solo?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, it's not a SAG thing. It's a saggy ball thing. David Milch taking on True Detective is a great idea.
Well,
I think that if you can get McConaughey and maybe get Woody Harrelson back.
Well, they need hot chicks in there, too.
Alexander,
remember the first?
Daddario.
Yeah, they need her tits that just float. They just float. They're all natural and they just float. We all float down here.
Was that the chick that was getting on with Woody Harrelson
in
the first one?
Yeah, that was the girl he banged.
I heard Mr. Skin on a show recently. He was going nuts about
her. Mr. Skin loves that girl.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because he was going nuts.
Mr. Skin.
He's amazing.
He is. He's you know, he's got that all locked up.
I know. He's hilarious. All right, you want to move on from
there? Sure.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, Milch is apparently a real volatile guy, though.
Mm.
So he could just bail or freak out.
I'd prefer
moment.
That he just do some more Deadwood. But
well, he's written a script, apparently, and he met with Ian McShane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't Ian McShane on a series now?
Yeah, he's on American Gods.
Cocksucker!
That's only 2 years.
Is that a good show?
It hasn't started yet, but I think it's going to be good. It's based on a fucking amazing book.
Okay. Check that shit out.
So the next story you have listed here is something about
the craft brew.
What?
You could just say the next story.
The next story I have.
You can't buy beer if you go on one of these craft beer tours, right?
But well, you used to not be able to,
right.
But they just passed a thing where you can. Yeah, so let's drink up.
Do you guys like that thing? Because I'm at the point.
That thing.
Why
you know what I'm
you?
Talking about? Do you guys like that craft beer stuff? Do you like the do you, okay? Yeah, well, we had them on the show. We had some craft beer guys on the show, Aaron, and those guys from
Tim
920. Yeah, and the answer, the beer guys. But I'm not big on that anymore. I'm, you know, I could sip it and try it, but I can't. You know, I'm going to go get a 6-pack of some thick, heavy, flavorful beer.
Well,
I can't do that. I'm more
like that emergency drinking beer.
Yeah. Caitlin likes that too.
I don't really like it. But I like a variety, and I like supporting local brewers.
That I can get behind.
So
the point in my life where I have to drink, if I'm going to drink, and I'm at a place where I'm going to be drinking more than one beer, and I know I am, it's got to be scratch that.
Miller Lite.
PBR. I'll drink a Miller Lite, but I prefer a Miller High Life, which is tasty beer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of all over the map. If we're going to dinner, and I know I'm just going to kind of just drink one and then go back home, mm-hmm. I'd like to try something kind of unique.
I usually get a Stella.
If they have
it on draft.
That's a mainstay for me. Or, you know, in the winter, Guinness, in the summer, Miller Lite.
What I'm saying is I'm a pussy and I like Americanized beers, watered down.
I do too, and I have nothing against any of those, but with so many new craft breweries opening, especially in town, I'd like to try to, you know, see. Like, I met this guy from Gate City Brewing. I'll plug them. Gate City in Alpharetta.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to get an impromptu tasting, and it was some of the best beer I ever had.
Was it rhubarb coffee?
No, he had this one that was like a cream. You would like that.
Yeah, I do. But we had one like that.
Loves cream.
Yeah, I love cream. I like to get the cream all over my chin.
It's like a cream beer. Like, wipe with it with the my head finger. Down.
Oh, yeah.
He likes a lot of head.
I do. I love a lot of head. But the story is now Atlanta, or not just in Atlanta, but people in Georgia can buy beer at a brewery.
Well, what's crazy is besides like Arkansas, weren't we the last state?
Well, we're talking about buying beer to go, right?
Like a growler or something, right?
Well, you can buy growlers, but you can't buy it at the brewery. You can take beer away from
exactly.
Them. Okay,
you could go to the brewery and walk out with something.
So you don't have to spend an exorbitant amount of money
right.
at a beer distributor. Okay,
right. Well, that and we're the last state like in the U.S.
except for Arkansas.
Right. That's letting. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
No wonder the Clintons left.
All right. Next story. Chuck Barris.
Yeah.
Who died?
I mean, this was last week. Yeah, who died?
No. Oh, did you talk about it last week?
No. It was after the show, after Radio Labyrinth. But, man.
I know.
He was a hero of mine.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly watched Gong Show.
I watched Gong Show. I watched Newlywed Game. I watched...
New Treasure Hunt.
I watched Treasure Hunt.
New Treasure Hunt. That was the best one.
Why was the new one better?
That's the one that Chuck Berry did. There was a remake of an old, like, 50s.
Chuck Barris.
Yeah, Chuck Barris.
But
they had those zonks and stuff.
Wasn't Treasure Hunt the show where they had a bunch of boxes? And
yeah, they had I've hidden a check for $25,000 in one of these boxes. Yeah, and then the people would come out and pick a box.
I loved that show.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Was great.
That was on WPIX.
Right.
It was a syndicated show, but they showed it there. And the guy who hosted that ended up hosting a video game show on TBS. Back, it was when it was WTBS,
right?
And it was on Monday nights, and kids would play video games against each other for prizes.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was called, but it was the same host. His name was Jeff. Yes, I did, Jeff.
Jeff Edwards, I think.
Yes, I did, Jeff.
Jeff Dunham?
No, it wasn't Jeff Dunham.
What was the movie called, the Clooney movie?
Confessions of a Dangerous Man.
Yeah, it was based on a book.
I loved that movie.
Based on his autobiography.
Yeah.
Chuck Barris.
It was a cool movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't good because of Clooney's direction. It was good because of who played Chuck Barris.
Sam Rockwell, right?
Yeah, Sam Rockwell was fantastic.
Sure.
I like Sam Rockwell.
But I remember it was a well-done movie.
It was. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was serviceable. I read the book before that.
Did you?
And we were talking about it on the Von Hessler Doctrine last week, how Eric had him on the phone with an interview on the Regular Guys show.
Sam Rockwell or the real Chuck Barris?
No, I'm sorry, Chuck Barris. Oh. They were talking to Chuck Barris, and Eric said, I kind of figured it out that you create. Everyone was giving you so much shit for creating trash TV, and they were saying that you were dumbing down America, that you created this alternate reality Chuck Barris, who was a CIA assassin, so you could convince yourself that you weren't really a piece of shit. I mean, he wasn't a piece of shit, but when you hear that all the time, then it starts to sink in. So, I mean, of course it wasn't.
It wasn't just a cocaine delusion that he...
Well, it could have been that, too, because if you watch those later episodes of The Gong Show, he's all geeked out.
Yeah.
On
the hat and the...
Yeah, well, the different hats. I just watched one with him where he was wearing a hockey hat. Gene, the dancing machine! It was actually on YouTube, a scene of the movie where J.P. Morgan rips her shirt open.
Oh.
His
passing prompted the posting of the Popsicle Twins video again. That was a good
video. Oh, the Popsicle Twins was a good video, wasn't it?
Just the two girls come out, just sit on stage and eat popsicles.
Yeah.
70s were great, weren't they?
Yes, they were. You could have all that double entendre and innuendo, and you knew exactly what. And then, you know, you're on YouTube, and I saw the Gong Show. It's from the movie. They show that scene where J.P. Morgan rips her shirt off.
Yeah.
But is it Morgo or Morgan?
Morgan.
Yeah. So then there's a scene with Deborah Lee Scott. You know who she was?
No.
From Angie?
Yeah, she was on Angie. And she was on a lot of TV shows. She was also, before she got into acting, she was in porn. And she's dead. Anyway,
she's dead.
This Deborah Lee Scott, she's doing a password with Alan, whatever. It was Betty White's husband. And her boob's hanging out of the shirt. And it was shown on TV. And she's like, oh, I got a bottle on my shirt. Because she had a lisp. So anyway, R.I.P.
But well, I was very interested in the whole CIA angle with Chuck.
Oh yeah,
I
it's mean, fascinating.
Well, I mean, so what's the deal? What's
it's
really
not real? It's not real at all.
You're sure?
Yeah, positive.
Everybody's sure.
Yeah, everybody's positive.
It's all bullshit.
Yes, of course it was.
What do you mean? Of course it was. It could have been real.
How would he never had the time for that? He also wrote the song Palisades Park. Down in Palisades Park.
And that negates his CIA career?
No, I'm just saying. That I'm gassy because I ate my meal too fast.
Look, I was always fascinated by the whole thing, and I thought it was still up in the air whether it was real.
All right, we'll say that it's
and
still
now
up
we'll
in
never
the
know.
Air. We'll never know because he's dead, unless he wrote a book and never published it,
or there's somebody that knew that's still alive.
Right? Yeah, like George H.W. Bush.
Mark Felt will confirm it all.
Mark, he's dead.
Oh,
deep throat.
Well, now it's
Andy
now
Kaufman's
we'll,
going to come
we'll
back
know.
And
Thank
tell
you very
us
much.
That was true. All right. Next story is, do you want to talk about the Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds memorial show?
Not really.
Okay, good. Moving on.
R2-D2 is there. Did you get the Richard Simmons one?
Oh, did I pass by that one? Sorry. Yes. That was the next one. So I haven't watched that podcast, but I've been listening to you guys. I mean, I haven't listened to that podcast, but I've been listening to you guys talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing a lot about it. And
I quit listening to it, and I'll tell you why. Keep going.
Well, no, that's really it.
What?
The finale of the podcast. So what happened?
Well, I didn't get to it, and I'll tell you why. Because the police went to his house before the fourth episode came out.
I heard this,
and he said, "I'm fine, and I don't want people bothering me." So the point of the podcast was kind of a mystery, and there was going to be an unveiling at the end.
But isn't there still a mystery why he's being so weird?
Well, they don't know. That guy doesn't know. The only way to know why Richard Simmons is being quote weird end quote is because. Or the only way to find out why is to ask Richard, and Richard's not saying why.
Well, Mr. Simmons, why are you being so weird? I mean, the end of the podcast.
Oh, hey! Hi!
All right, see, now you're back. Now you're
hi, it's me! Let's lose weight, sweating to the oldies! Come on, everybody!
Sir, I've missed you. This is the Richard
oh,
Simmons.
Oh, I've missed you, too! Yeah. Oh, come on, let's do this now!
So now that the podcast... has ended. Are you going to go back to doing
no,
these
shows? I'm fine. I'm just living here in my house being old, and I took all the mirrors out because I'm so hideously old.
Now, will you appear on Stern again?
I will never. No!
But he loves you. He loves when you come on the show, sir.
He hates me. Gary!
No, it's just
Gary! Gary! Gary!
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they use that clip to call Gary.
What you stupid motherfucker, Gary? Oh,
yeah, he doesn't want to do anything anymore. I guess he just wants to die.
So nothing happened in the final episode then.
Well, I guess not. I don't know. I haven't listened.
Have they investigated this housekeeper?
Yeah, they've done it all. The cops went out there.
Yeah, the cops talked to the housekeeper.
Simmons is like,
what? So what did the housekeeper
say? They talked to Simmons too. He doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, but he could be brainwashed.
He's not. Oh, come on.
He could say whatever.
You sound like a Pizzagate person. He's like, well, you know, we can disprove all the Pizzagate. John Podesta steals.
Look, this is L.A., right?
Yes, it's L.A. There's
fucking wackos out
there. I know there are wackos out there.
So
he's a wacko.
There could be a lot of weird shit there.
Hey!
Sir, just give it. Look, blink once if you need help.
Help! Help!
Or just yell, help.
My little puppy died and I'm depressed.
Oh, is that what happened? Well, people still need you, sir. Well, I hope you come back.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
A 70-year-old aging queen in short shorts.
Look, if he had a daytime talk show, how popular would that be?
It wouldn't be popular because millennials wouldn't watch it. And
so? Who's watching daytime talk shows? Not millennials.
Who's watching The Talk? You ever see that show?
I watched The Talk last week when Rob Reiner and Carl Reiner were around.
They weren't on The Talk.
Yeah, they were.
No, okay, then I'm thinking of the wrong show.
Well, you think of the Chew?
My mother would
what?
Be.
The chew.
What's the chew?
Oh, that's no. It's like
there's
the talk.
View. There's the talk. But then there's the one with that's on Fox 5 after the news, and it's just stupid. I don't remember. The Real. The Real. That's what it's called. The Real.
The Real.
And the women, three of them are hot. It's the one of the girls, one of the twins that were on that show, Sister Sister. Do you remember that show?
I remember it, but
well, they were twins. And the one girl, the one woman's on this show. It's called The Real. And, you know, like, and keeping it real, and they're all keeping it real. And there's a couple of hot Asians, and there's a fat African-American lady, and then there's a hot African-American
Who's
lady.
Who's the Sharon Osbourne of that show?
I think the fat African-American. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know any of their names. Except I don't even know the name of the girl from Sister Sister, but it is the dumbest. Your brain will fall out through your ear.
Yeah, well.
If you want. No, it's like dumber than The View. It's called The Real. Don't ever watch it.
They're talking about flat earth theories and shit.
No, they're not.
Shaq backed off that, by the way.
Yeah, I was
kidding. He went on Jimmy Kimmel and said he was just kidding.
Sherry Shepherd is smarter than all five of these women combined.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, there's my rant on that. What else do we have in the news?
Hold on. Shit. It went away. All right.
What
I
went
skipped
away?
By
your
that. Yeah. Went down after talking to.
The Knicks really canceled.
Yeah, let's talk about the Knick. I never saw season two, even though I loved season one. I never saw it because it was on Cinemax.
Why did it get canned?
I think because it was on Cinemax.
Well, lots of things are on Cinemax.
I think it was if it was on HBO, it would still be around.
You
or
think
if it was
so?
On Showtime. Absolutely. Mm. Everybody I've talked to was like, well, I don't know Cinemax.
Soderbergh said it was only supposed to be for two seasons.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, now that it got canceled, he probably said that, but.
That's what I'm saying. Well, how was season two? Was it good?
Yeah, season two was decent. It was just as good as the first season, I thought.
It was a good show.
I loved it.
Apparently, they had an outline for season three, but no, they never picked it up or whatever. So now they're saying it's totally dead.
It was done really well.
Yeah.
The Knick.
Great cast. You know? Well, anyway, so what they're saying is that's it? They cut it?
Yeah. See you later, The Knick.
I'm telling you, it was because of Cinemax.
Yeah, it's a show I didn't...
Do we ever talk about any other Cinemax shows?
Jeff likes another show on Cinemax.
What?
You like that, what's that show with a lot of nudity in it and Amish people?
Oh, Banshee?
Yeah.
Oh, Banshee, yeah.
Yeah, Banshee was good.
That was a bit that ran, what, five seasons?
Yeah, five.
Oh, all right. Well, I take it back. I guess we do talk about Cinemax shows.
There's a show, what other shows are on Cinemax?
I don't know.
Lots of shows.
See? My point exactly.
Hey.
All right, you want to move on to this Adam Sandler one?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't read this, so the headline is Adam Sandler Inc.'s new deal with Netflix.
Outcast was on Cinemax.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It was decent.
Oh, okay, yeah, we started watching that.
Quarry.
Yeah, I say we.
Quarry's a good show. Yeah. I watched the first episode of that. I want to keep watching it.
All right, so Cinemax has some shit.
Yeah, so blow it out your ass, Ira.
I will. I will blow it way out the fuck.
Adam Sandler Inc.'s new deal with Netflix. That's all you got to say, because who cares?
Well, yeah, who cares, but...
Adam Sandler is...
What is it supposed to be? Let's just talk about what it's supposed to be.
Four new films.
So it's films? It's not a show?
Yeah, he can do four films for Netflix.
He already had a deal to do a certain number of films. I think this new deal is just adding a couple more.
If it's movies, forget about it.
Yeah, so he's just going to keep bank.
When I saw that headline, I assumed it was some kind of a show.
I think an Adam Sandler thing is always good for a laugh or two. I mean, they're really made for us. They're not made for people younger than us.
I mean, I wasn't even into the classic shit that people love.
You're not?
Like Happy Little Gilmore. Nikki?
Oh, you don't like Happy Gilmore? I mean, I don't care, but Happy Gilmore is a good movie. I mean, there's a lot of fun.
I'll have to rewatch it. How old is that? That's like 25 years old?
97.
The Waterboy, Little Nicky.
Waterboy's funny. Little Nicky's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to watch some of those old ones, but I never got into Sandler.
Yeah.
I don't even like the Sandler. I'm not even a big fan of the Hanukkah song. Me.
Well, what?
I know.
Aren't you supposed to be? That's like your only carol.
Well, see, you can't assume these stereotypes.
People are going to hear about this at the next meeting.
I know.
You're going to have to give us some of your guilt.
Sandler was on Carolla's Build It show last week.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Did you build a panic room?
you tweeted that to me. Yeah. And I said, yeah, well, mine's going slower because I'm using Jodie Foster and Dwight Yoakam. All right,
that show's pretty funny, that Carolla show.
It is, but...
There's
too much going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're trying too much. They just need to let Adam go crazy.
Exactly. Have you tried watching it, Tim?
No.
It could be
good. I'm not a big fan of
Carolla. I know you're not, but...
I don't hate him or anything or think he's terrible. I know he's popular, and I know why, but I never got into his stuff.
And you're right. If you're not a fan of Carolla's, I don't see other people digging this, you know?
mean, you have to be into him to watch something like that.
And he's, you know, anytime Carolla's on TV, it's never good. Even if he's just guesting on Kimmel's show, he's never good.
And I never, and I never listened to his podcast. But you know what? When I started getting into is great. Rogan.
Oh yeah,
you into that?
No, I don't like Rogan.
You don't like Rogan? I didn't think Rogan's
I'd like a little too intense for me. I don't know what it is.
Well, he had Jay Leno on recently, and that was a real good one. But anyway,
he gets dickish a little bit.
A little bit.
I'll listen if he's got like Bert Kreischer or somebody that I like on there.
Who, Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he talks about himself a lot.
I listened to the whole Jay Leno thing, and it was fascinating because I was a fan of Jay Leno when I was younger. Loved him every time he was on Letterman. I'd record it so I could watch it. And I loved his I loved seeing him on TV and stuff. He didn't do stand-up specials. He's only done one in his life, and because they were talking about these new specials. Yeah. And like, I don't know why people do that.
But did you watch either the Chappelle?
I watched the first one.
I think I watched both of them, and they're both really good. The first one's better than the second one.
The first one was funny as shit.
They should have done them in reverse order. The second one should have been the first one.
Yeah.
But the second one has newer content.
Well, I mean, they're both like all original content and stuff, but just
more
the first
up to date.
One was more structured, and the second one was like just looser.
Yeah.
And he was doing like solo crowd work and just like storytelling and stuff.
But what years are these from? Like when?
Last year.
I think within the last few months, yeah.
One is last year, one is this year.
Now, why did they wait to release them? Like, why did they release them both at the same time?
I think. Build hype. He does these four OJ stories that are fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he weaves them throughout the show. Yeah, how he met him. He goes, I met OJ Simpson four times. But he brings it up. The fourth time I met OJ Simpson. And then he does a lot of great stuff about Bill Cosby.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get on those.
You got to watch them, man.
That's Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I watched the new Bill Burr special again, and I kind of chuckled the first time. The second time, I was like, this ain't vintage Bill Burr.
I saw him at the Fox recently, and my wife and I were both like,
because
we used to see him at the Punchline, and it was we would die laughing for 2 hours. And
maybe it's you got to be intimate in a room, small room with him.
I don't think so. I think his material was lacking on this one a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he rushed it.
I guess.
Yeah, I haven't heard back from Jamie yet, but I want to try and get
Stanhope.
Get Stanhope to. Maybe we can record.
Let's not tease it unless this could be a real thing.
Yeah. All right.
We're working on it. We'd like to do it if possible.
All right. So next story, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
As you know, I wouldn't know much about this. The headline is Walking Dead to run for 20 years.
I said it could run for 20 years.
Question mark.
Could
question
run
mark?
For 20 years.
Question mark. I'll tell you what though, I do have some kind of inside thing. So there's a couple. That their kid is in the same class as my kid at our school.
Right.
And I know he works for Walking Dead. And they just bought a house down there in Fayetteville. And I talked to the wife over the weekend because they had this big fundraiser. And she's like, I said, so you're moving, huh? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, good. She goes, well, he's going to be working down there for a while. And that's all she said.
Like I said, ain't they going to? What are they? Why would they cancel it?
I mean, it's the most popular show on TV or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So if they're buying a
TV
house
or cable,
TV, I think.
I don't know. Probably more people watch something on CBS.
But the joke, it was just Scott M. Gimple making a joke because they said The Simpsons has been on for 25 years or whatever, and he goes, "Okay, challenge accepted."
Oh, so that's fake news.
That's it.
No, I mean,
I hate fake news.
I think he was joking around, but. There's definitely no end game like planned for Walking Dead. And some people are saying there should be.
Huh.
Maybe people would start watching that again.
Well, what's the consensus this season? Yeah. Yes or no?
I like Negan, but
it's okay.
Yeah.
This is why I don't watch this because everybody I talked to was like, it sucks now, or that episode sucked.
Everybody says that, but they still watch it.
Right. Well, I don't want to invest my time in something where I'm going to be like, all right, you want to do this last one about the chick?
Yeah.
I heard this clip. She was on what? Dr. Phil?
It's Dr. Phil. She's been on twice.
Cash Me Outside chick gets reality show deal, right?
Right.
And that's all you need to know about society, folks. Good night.
I thought she was older than 13. I thought she was 16.
Oh, she's 13? Should we be talking about this?
Radio math.
No. You could talk about it. She's
a podcast. Man.
Danielle Brigioli?
Yeah. Cash Me Outside. Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
You know this line? If you got some girl going down in your bra, Jewel. Do you know that one?
No.
Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale. See, I've only seen that once.
Oh, come on.
Did you see the video of her beating up her mom?
No.
What?
There's a video. I think it's on TMZ.
When did that come out?
Last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Jesus God.
So what's the deal with her? She
Who knows? She's not.
She was
she's
like
just
some
like a little trashy chick that.
She's a couple years away from making a porno movie, and I think
well,
it should be called.
What was she on Dr. Phil for in the first
Gag
place?
Me Outside. What?
Gag Me
yeah,
Outside.
They have like those troubled kids and their parents. Yeah. Who are fed up with the kids, and so they want Dr. Phil to. Send the kid to boot camp or right. whatever. She was on one
so
of those
like,
mom?
Here we go.
Okay.
Close when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Do you love your mother?
Yes. Oh, here I go. The waterworks.
Do you want her to be happy?
Yes.
Where is your father in all this?
I don't know.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw him?
Well, now I'm getting depressed.
I don't remember.
Is she
Does
crying?
He have another family?
Huh?
She's crying.
No, her
oh,
mom is.
Did you ask to meet that family?
I don't even need to. I don't want to, and I don't need to.
Yeah, that's a 13-year-old girl there.
So do you have the Cash Me Outside part?
I can't find it. I'd have to sort through the video.
But she audience, was like, she was fighting with the audience,
yeah,
right?
The audience starts heckling her, and she goes, Cash Me Outside, how about that?
But they changed it to Cash Me
well,
Outside.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
And she got in a fight on an airplane with somebody, and that was on TMZ.
So wait, she's getting a reality TV deal just for being a fucking stupid
piece of shit.
Little piece of
right.
crap.
Like, not how old once, is she? But the role she plays. I don't think this is an evil kind of attitude. You know, that way then
I can't
self-worth.
What?
I can't listen to him. It'll take us
I
all night.
I don't want to hear him.
If we're listening to Dr. Staring, Phil, we'll be here all fucking
he's
night.
Staring at her tits.
Probably.
Sick fuck.
Well, you know.
You guys want to take
good,
a break?
Good for him. Well, it's up to you.
Yeah,
what
let's
you
take
think?
A little break. Five
all right,
minutes.
Let's do it. Right.
All right. Right. Right.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @Radio_Labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Oh, we're back.
Jeff's mic wasn't on. So we took a little break when we were coming back in. We had to go pee. Jeff had to pee, and I went in the bathroom. Like, that was the worst smelling pee I've ever.
Yeah, I sharted.
Yeah, sure, you sharted.
Shart week.
Yeah, hey, everybody. We have bodily fluids.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so ADO Labyrinth this week, we figured since Steph isn't here, we can be, you know, crude guys.
It's the boys.
Do the boys' night type of thing. So we're going to talk about...
Meatheads.
Meatheads. We're going to talk about things that were things. We're going to talk... They're things. They're objects. They're sex objects. They are the bombshells, the hot women from the 1980s. Some of them are still hot. Some of them aren't. Some of them aren't around anymore. Most of them are, though. But in no particular order, we made a list of some of the hot women from the 1980s. So if you're a millennial and you're listening to this, trigger warning and spoiler alert. Yeah, well, there's a trigger warning. We're going to be misogynistic a little bit. We're going to be...
What are the female radios going to think of this?
I think that they're all mostly in our age group, so they'll understand.
Sure.
And you know what? If you don't like it, I apologize in advance, all eight of you.
Well, most of the girls that listen to this show could just kind of roll with it.
They're going
to
hang.
Like, oh, yeah. That chick was hot. That chick was hot. I loved it.
So without further ado, I'll just kick it off. Sybil Danning. You guys remember Sybil Danning?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. The Howling 2. Do you remember The Howling 2?
Yeah, sort of.
The final credits. How could you forget the final credits?
It's just
a minute and a half of her ripping her top off.
Right.
Intercut between scenes of the film.
God, they did great stuff back then.
I know they did. And it's on YouTube, by the way. If you
type
it. Yeah. There's a lot of nudity on YouTube. You just have
Jeff,
to look
for Jeff, can you pull
it.
That up? Please.
I didn't. Do you guys remember a Dana Wheeler Nicholson?
No.
Jeff, you should.
Wait, well, I mean, I remember Fletch. So she was the blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was hot.
She was also in Tombstone. She was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was Wyatt Earp's wife.
Hmm. I wonder what happened to her.
Chevy Chase goes to the door and goes, my car hit a water buffalo. Yeah, can I borrow your towel?
Yeah. But that chick was hot, man. Oh, yeah. She had the perfect little chin. She had a sweet little nose.
Yeah.
You know, you're 14, 15, 16 years old. You're like,
right. Oh, she's on Nashville.
She is on Nashville? Yeah. Who's she playing that?
Beverly O'Connor.
I'll have to ask Caitlin because she watches Nashville show.
See, it's tough because a lot of these chicks you would say might not hold up only because they had an 80s look to them.
Right.
You know, with the big hair or the curly hair.
She had the big hair and Fledge.
Right. So a lot of people can say, especially like millennials and stuff, like, ugh.
Yeah.
But
it looks like my grandma. And really does because it could be.
But these are good-looking chicks.
Nashville's no good anymore. Connie Britton left.
Who?
Connie Britton, the star of Nashville. They wrote her out of the show. She wanted to quit. Next on the list here, we got Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Vacation.
But I didn't appreciate her until later, only because when
she was too young.
She was in the mom role
right.
In Vacation. And even though she was hot, I think I just pictured her as the mom.
You were still like, that's a mom.
Right.
Right.
But it was later on, I was like, yeah, man, she was hot.
I never really looked at women, older women, as being attractive. Because you had celebrities
until
and stuff.
Until now, when we're into
well, yeah, now you're like, hey, why didn't that happen to me?
Right.
Then one day, my mom had this friend named Clara. And Jeff, for some reason, Jeff and I ran into my mother and Clara, and they walked away or whatever. Jeff went, man, that Clara's hot.
Yeah, and you couldn't.
And I was like, what? What? Oh, yeah.
You have to step away for a second.
Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, this is her. I forget her last name. Anyway, Betsy Russell.
Yeah, I didn't know
her. We've talked about her on the podcast before.
Private School, Avenging Angel.
Yeah.
I mean,
Night of the Comet.
If you don't know who these girls are, you can go ahead and Google them. Yeah, definitely Night of the Comet. Sean Young.
Oh, yeah.
Is she on your lists?
In Stripes.
Yeah, definitely in Stripes.
Yeah.
No Way Out.
I was so jealous.
She's Kevin Costner's. She dies in No Way Out. Kevin Costner's banging her, but she was banging the Secretary of Defense, Gene Hackman. He's either Secretary of State or Defense. I love that movie.
Yeah.
What other
Miss Chessbacher?
Blade Runner. She's in that.
Right. Yeah. Which Blade Runner? That's a classic, of course. I just don't remember so much about that movie.
She was a replicant, of course.
They're doing a bad reboot of that. Huh?
Who knows if it'll be bad or not?
Let's just say it'll be a bad reboot. It'll possibly we see it.
Well, Harrison Ford's in it. How could it be a reboot?
Yeah.
It's not a reboot. It's a sequel, correct?
I don't know. We discussed this, didn't we? Somebody discussed this. Anyway.
What do you think, Jeff?
It's a reboot? No, it's a continuation,
she's
right?
She's a classic 80s chick.
No. All right, so now we move into the realm of 80s
pornography.
And there's not a lot of these ladies on here. Now, Jeff and I could probably name 100 of them from the 80s and the 70s, but kicking it off with Tracy Lords, who was probably the most famous porn star of the 80s.
Right. After 1986, of course.
Yes, definitely after 1986. No, 1988 is when she turned 18.
No, 86.
No, she's our age.
She was born 68.
68? Oh, yeah. I guess if anybody would know, it would be Jeff. But Jeff had every magazine with her in it. He had the Velvets and the Cherry and the Wheeze and all that stuff. And
Stu had the Penthouse.
So did I.
I never had that.
She was.
I had the first.
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams Penthouse, but not the one with Tracy Lords.
The second one with Tracy Lords. She was the pet of the month when she was 16 years old.
Jeez. Oopsie.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oops.
And they say that those pictures could have been taken when she was 15. So she lied to everybody.
But I heard she capitalized on that. Did you hear about this whole thing?
What?
There was a whole podcast about her, and I guess later on, I'm not going to be able to explain it well, but she bought all the rights to everything, and she made everybody take everything down. I heard, you know, like, everything.
Bought the rights.
Well, she only had the Tracy, I Love You.
Did she own the rights?
That was illegal, the one that she made after she turned 18.
Right. And she retained all the rights to it, and it became huge, and she, like, retired on that money or something.
Yeah. Well, then she was in a bunch of movies and TV shows. She
hooked
put a
up with John Waters, right?
She's in Crybaby.
Yeah. Right.
She was in Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Spending a lot of stuff. She's still an actor, she done now.
Yeah, she still does stuff every now and then.
Apparently.
She does a lot of music, too.
God, you can't even...
Dance music.
You can't even rent New Wave hookers anymore. All the good scenes are cut out.
Right, you can still get it, but they cut all her scenes out.
Well, they still have that black dude from Happy Days.
Sticks.
Yeah. He died of AIDS.
Yep.
Poor guy. He's in that movie, Banging Chicks,
because
he went into porn. Tracy Lords, though. If you don't know who these people are, go ahead and Google them. Erin Gray. I've had a crush on her. She's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Erin Gray. She's going to DragonCon this year.
What?
They just announced that Buck Rogers was coming, so.
Yeah.
Well, she represents all those people.
Right, I know. I'm hoping she'll be here, too, but they haven't announced her yet.
She was hot, but I had that same mom clause going on with her because of Silver Spoon.
I watched two episodes of Silver Spoons over the weekend.
You did? Where?
Yeah,
you
on too? Some channel that was showing them on TV. Yeah. Channel 245
with
or something.
Rick Schroeder?
In Silver Spoons, Erin Gray had that mom look for sure, even though she was assistant and then became stepmom or whatever.
Right.
But prior to that, she was in Buck Rogers.
Right.
And she wore those little satiny outfits with the zipper down, and she was sexy, and she was also she was a pilot. She would go out there and fight. Yeah, beautiful lady. Donna Rice.
that was reaching. You put that on there. You put that on
there. I'll tell you why.
White bikini, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I put Donna Rice on there.
Can you put that picture up, please?
What picture?
Jeff's got pictures over here.
Oh, okay, good.
You can't see it, but I can see it.
She was Gary Hart's bimbo in that year when there was just nothing but bimbos. It was her. Fawn Hall. Fawn Hall was Oliver North's secretary.
Yeah.
And then there was the other one was the PTL club lady. What was her name? Jessica Hahn?
Right.
Yeah, Jessica Hahn.
Yeah, Jessica Hahn. Now, she was on Stern a lot.
She was.
Yeah. She was great.
Sam Kinison fell asleep inside of her while he was banging her. Donna Rice was Gary Hart's the reason Gary Hart never went on to become president
was great though.
Yeah, he was on his way.
I loved him. Well, he was great. He was just a good character.
Though. Yeah.
Sort of.
Gary Hart. Yeah, poor fellow. But she was hot, and there's just a reason. She was the hottest of those three ladies.
He had like Ted Danson hair, didn't he?
Yeah. He did. Yeah. Let's see, Ginger Lynn.
Oh yeah,
Ginger Lynn.
Ginger
Lynn Allen. She
That's
has
a classic.
Ginger Lynn was great. She's also in New Wave Hookers.
Now, was she represented in Boogie Nights?
What do you mean, sort of?
Maybe
by who?
What's her name?
Roller Girl.
No.
Heather Graham.
No, the older. What's her
name?
The
one that's a real porn star.
Fuck. No.
Yeah. God. She was the sucking all the dicks at the party. You know what I mean.
Try not to suck any dicks.
William H. Macy's wife.
Yeah, William H. Macy's wife.
Oh,
but she was a real porn star.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Why can't you think of her name?
I can't think of it.
Nikki Hartley. Or Nina Hartley.
Nina
is
Hartley,
her name.
Yeah.
Nina Hartley. Yes. No, she's not supposed to be Ginger.
All right.
No.
Christy Canyon.
Christy Canyon, again. Her breasts are like gifts from the gods.
No, I try not to talk about Corolla too much. However,
He went to high school with
He brings up this story every once in a while.
The story.
He went to high school with Christy Canyon, and he always says, he's like, you know when you always have the hottest chick in high school that you always want to see naked? He goes, and when me and all my buddies found out that she was doing porn, we were like, oh, my God. And they, like, ran to find these tapes.
She's still pretty good looking for someone in her late 50s. Next, we'll get out of the porn realm. Shannon Tweed.
No, Bo Derek.
Oh, yeah, Bo Derek from 10 in Bolero and Playboy.
That was hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
10 was a good movie.
But her with Dudley Moore.
Yeah. Did you ever see Bolero?
No.
I've just seen that scene where the guy pours honey all over.
Oh, yeah. Bo Derek. Very tan.
There was either a penthouse or a Playboy with her in it in the barbershop next to my grandparents' studio in Pennsylvania. They were a photographer. He was a photographer, my grandpa.
Yeah.
And they owned a building, and their half was a photography studio, and the other half was a barbershop. And in the barbershop were Playboys, penthouses, hustlers, and Conan comic books. So when the studio was open and the barbershop closed, I could go in through the bathroom, and I went in there all the time and looked at all the magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
very... They went back to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, not quite yet.
No?
No.
Not a little early.
A little early.
Didn't figure it out.
I just got the tingle. I rub it in the tub. Rub a dub dub. Tingle in the tub.
What does this do?
Yes. Shannon Tweed, who's, I guess, Gene Simmons' wife.
That's right.
Common law wife.
I don't appreciate you talking about my common law wife.
All right, Gene. Relax. Your wife's beautiful.
Show.
Everybody gets it. She was nude in a lot of movies.
Yes, I know, but I never gave you permission. You understand? I'm going to have to charge you for this.
Listen, give him a dispensation for this episode.
Okay.
Because, you know, they don't have a lot of money. Yeah, she was a smoking hot lady from the 80s. That's an 80s lady who's smirking hot. Still good looking. Elle McPherson, Sports Illustrated model. Yeah,
that's like a classic.
Yeah, I used to have the 1988. Yeah, it was 1988 Sports Illustrated cover. I believe it was in Tahiti.
Yeah.
And I had that hanging on my wall in my bedroom because she was so pretty.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you have one of those bedrooms where you had, like, chicks all over the wall?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jeff? We're disgusting everybody. We're that's what we did.
No.
I had to hide some
kiss stuff for a long time.
Oh.
Yeah, but you moved downstairs and you didn't have a lot of shit on your wall.
I didn't have anything really on the wall.
I had chicks on the wall.
I had a Samantha Fox poster that I hid underneath another poster because she was topless. I got it at the Oriental
That's
gift shop.
That's what I did with the,
she's
the
on this list.
Picture of Vanessa Williams from the first Penthouse.
Oh.
What'd you hide it under?
I had it just under some other poster on my door.
See, I had Heather Thomas on my ceiling.
Yeah? Did you have it covered or was it just there?
No, it was just there.
Your parents didn't bother
No.
My mom found that poster. Because she was snooping. She was a snoop, and she made me take it down.
Snoop. Oh, yeah?
Snoop! Let's see, who else do we have here? Cindy Crawford.
It's a classic?
Yeah.
I was never into her.
Oh, I loved her.
She's back.
To the Bowery.
I love that ball. She's back, yeah, whatever.
Well, didn't she do a photo shoot recently?
She did.
With her daughters,
she's
right?
She's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She's, you know, people age, but you're talking 87, 88, 89. I had the calendar every year.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'll tell you what, though. I did hear an interview with her kind of recently. I think it was a Marin thing. And she was very interesting, actually.
Yeah, she's an interesting person.
Yeah, she was real straight
she
up.
She couldn't sing. They did that commercial for Charlie. Remember Charlie?
Hmm.
And she couldn't sing, and it was with her and Little Richard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, that. Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, yeah.
And
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, Cocktail. Back to the Future Part 2.
Now, was she Adventures in Babysitting, or was that somebody else?
That's her, Adventures in Babysitting. I had the maddest crush on her.
Yeah.
I was in total love with her for about 2 years.
But see, I wasn't too crazy about her in Leaving Las Vegas, though.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't all like prostitutes who get busted up and then have to take a shower.
But I mean, I don't know.
Well, she was playing it down. I mean, that movie's so, that's a hard movie to watch.
It's a fucked up movie, yeah.
More than once.
Yeah.
It was very disturbing, and I'm glad that he got an Oscar for it, because after that he didn't do anything worthwhile.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I mean, really, look at his career now. He's nowhere.
Yeah, well, he's never really did anything after that.
Nope, not really. We did a lot, but it's all garbage. Phoebe Cates, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
Gremlins. Drop Dead Fred.
Well, all you need to say is Fast Times, because that's you can just stop there with Phoebe Cates.
Isn't that Living in Stereo that's playing?
Yeah.
The cars.
Yeah,
he's
in
there.
Yeah. Well, and apparently there was controversy with that scene.
Why?
Amy Heckerling, I heard her in an interview, and she was like, you know, she said she would do it, take her top off, and when they got to set, they were about to shoot, and she was like, I'm not doing it. And Amy Heckerling apparently gave her a bunch of shit and said, look, you said you were going to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. And they were going to sue her. I think there was a whole thing. Like, she was really like, I'm not showing up. I'm not doing it. And she, I don't know.
Do you remember what podcast that was? I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah. Amy Heckerling was on with, sure it wasn't Gilbert? You would have heard if it was on
You know
Gilbert.
What? Yeah, but I haven't listened to that one yet.
You got to listen to it. Right. It was good.
Let's see. Catherine Bach, Daisy Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. TNA on CBS.
That was great, Catherine Bach, man.
She was. I mean, you know, even though we're younger, I'm like prepubescent when Dukes of Hazzard was on.
Right.
I'm like, whoa, yeah. So anyway, creepy. Jennifer Jason Leigh, also from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, and from everything.
Yeah, she was in a lot of shit.
In the 80s.
Right.
I mean, The Wildlife, I talked about that movie on this show,
mm-hmm.
and where she was, you know, getting it on with the cop
mm-hmm.
in the donut shop. Wasn't that her?
I think so.
Yeah. Jennifer Jason Leigh and The Hitcher.
Yeah.
She was real cute
movie.
In that.
That's a creepy-ass movie, though.
It is.
Was it C. Thomas Howell?
But she was just always so... She just had that 80s cute thing going on.
Absolutely.
You know?
Too bad about her father.
What happened to her
father? He got killed by a helicopter.
Oh, right.
Yep. Let's see. Terry Copley.
I don't know who
you guys remember Terry Copley?
Flesh and Blood. That's what I was trying to think of. Jennifer Jason Leigh movie.
Oh, Flesh and Blood. I don't remember that one. What is that?
That's the band of medieval mercenaries. They take a castle.
Yes.
And there's a lot of N in that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Rucker Hauer's in it.
Yeah, and Rucker Hauer's also in Hitcher.
Yeah.
Or The Hitcher.
Sorry, I was trying to think of the name of that while you were talking about Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Do you guys remember Terry Copley, whatever?
No.
Did you?
We Got It Made?
We Got It Made was a short-lived sitcom in the mid to late 80s. She was an actress, a model. I just watched some of her on a 1979 episode of The Dating Game.
Oh, yeah?
she was smoking hot, though. She was in Playboy in 1988, and I do remember that. That show was funny. It just didn't do anything. It was NBC, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know it.
We got it made. Jamie Gertz, who put that on here?
I put that. Let's represent the Jews, you know. Just
in square pegs?
Yeah.
She was the prissy bitch in square pegs. I just Jamie Gertz.
I was thinking like Lost Boys.
Okay.
Crossroads.
Okay.
She was cute, you know.
Twister.
I liked her. She was, that was a little too late.
That show with the guy from the Full Monty.
I don't know about that.
That was the 90s sitcom she was on.
She's
really?
Still pretty.
She's a pretty lady. I never thought of her as like hot, though.
She was like, you know, one of the girls in some of those early movies, Lost Boys. And,
yeah.
She was kind of hot and cute and, you know.
Christy Brinkley, I didn't put that on here. Somebody else did.
I did.
That's correct. She was definitely one of the best looking women. She's still
Vacation.
Beautiful. Vacation, of course.
I mean.
This is crazy.
The sandwich.
Lost Boys.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah, why not? But what else did she do besides Weird Science?
The Woman in Red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What else?
That was Gene Wilder, right?
Yeah.
Woman in Red?
Uh-huh.
Was that a good movie? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
I don't know. I haven't watched it since the 80s.
That's what I'm saying. Well, anyway.
Heather Thomas.
No, what? Listen, I liked her. I had that poster on my ceiling of her.
Yeah.
And she was like in some workout gear.
What show was she on?
I don't know.
I know she was on Bosom Buddies.
Was she?
I believe so.
But she was just like one of those 80s chicks, but I'm not sure exactly.
Was it the Fall Guy?
Ah, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
Was the Fall Guy, wasn't it?
You're right.
Was she on Bosom Buddies? Could you look at that up? She married
the Fall Guy. That's
Dan Aykroyd, right?
No, that's Donna Dixon. But I have her. I have her on the list.
Donna Dixon was on.
She was on BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the a lot of the Landers sisters. Where are they?
TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker. No, that's Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
She was only on one episode of TJ Hooker.
Yeah, Heather Locklear, which is next on the list.
Right.
Heather Locklear.
I figure we just go through all of Tommy Lee's exes.
Yeah.
she was in Zapped.
Zapped. That was a great movie.
Oh, right.
Scott Baio.
Heather Locklear, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Most noted for TJ Hooker and Melrose Place, right?
Yeah, no. Wasn't she on? She was on a big.
Was she on Dynasty?
That's it.
Yeah.
Or one of those.
One of them.
They're making a new Dynasty.
Or a soap or something.
Yeah, it's set where, though?
I don't know.
Set in the South. I know they're shooting it around here.
But they cast somebody that's really hot. I forget who it was. We'll talk about him when it comes on.
Bill Pullman?
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton.
I put that on. Listen, I liked her in the first Terminator.
She was cute in that. I liked her roommate better.
That there was the sex
You're
scene.
You're dead, honey.
In Terminator.
In the car? They were in a hotel.
They were in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was hot. I liked it.
Okay.
Okay? Give me that one.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we got.
Whatever.
Okay.
Louie Anderson.
Lonnie.
Lonnie Anderson. Never did it for
Cap.
Me.
No?
Cap. It was the wig. The wig.
She was not wearing a wig.
Yes, that was a wig, man.
Come on.
It was always a wig.
Real
she has black hair.
Yeah?
Yeah. And plus she was dating Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Yes.
I like that.
Did that stock car movie together.
Yeah, Six Pack.
Yeah, which is actually a good movie.
Was it Six Pack?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that was Kenny Rogers.
Six Pack was Kenny Rogers.
Those
outfits they had her on had her
Stroker Ace.
On WKRP,
yeah.
though.
Stroker Ace. They did have her on, but I thought Bailey was hotter.
Yeah.
I loved Bailey.
Did you ever hear the Ween song, Stroker Ace?
No.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Anyway.
Ween song. Donna Dixon, we just talked about her.
Yeah, but let's talk about Donna
Dixon.
Okay, go ahead. Spies Like Us?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Terrible movie.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding
you. It's a classic.
A classically poor film.
I'll have to rewatch it.
Yeah,
watch it. Is it that bad?
It doesn't hold up.
Okay.
What do you think, Jeff?
I think there were some funny parts.
Yeah.
Funny parts.
I loved that movie when I was a kid.
I liked how they did a tribute to it on Family Guy.
Did they?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Trading Places. Come on.
Man. Yeah.
You got to give it to her.
And then that Junkyard movie with C. Thomas Howell.
Junkyard movie.
I don't remember the name. I know she was in a movie with C. Thomas Howell. Where she's nude.
I gave it to her for Trading Spaces.
Trading Spaces, definitely. Trading Places.
Places, not the HD TV show.
No. All right, so what else we got here?
Well, I put like a sub-category.
Yeah, women in music.
80s chicks in music.
Toni Catane was an actress.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been.
She was also the replacement host of Remote Control.
You don't like my David Coverdale imitation?
Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday.
But I made up my mind.
I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. That video is so dumb.
Okay.
She was beautiful, but
yeah,
chick rolling around on a car.
Yes, it's dumb. The 80s, man.
I know.
This is what we did.
Bobby Brown.
It's my prerogative.
Oh, the girl in the cherry pie video. Yes, she was beautiful.
Saw her and Janie Lane from Warrant in the Atlanta airport once.
Oh, yeah?
And they were fighting.
Are they still together?
Well, he's dead.
Oh.
I don't know what she's doing. She might be dead, too.
Are they still together? He's dead. Sorry. How did I not know? Debbie Harry?
Well, back in the early, like, 80, 81, I liked her.
She never did it for me.
No?
No.
I liked her.
Too skinny.
Too skinny?
I don't know. Too heroined out. I don't know. Just yeah? never thought
I
she was.
I always thought she was pretty.
Yeah, maybe the video for Rapture, I dug that. Samantha Fox?
Why not?
Put what was her
song
called?
What was the song? It was...
Touch me, touch me, I want to feel your body.
That's right.
She was
hot, man.
She was hot. I don't imagine I would think that she's hot now. Susanna Hoffs, definitely. I had
she's
a mad
like cute.
Crush on her. Nah, but she had those lips. She had beautiful lips, beautiful face.
The bangles.
The olive oil skin.
Yeah.
She was pretty.
I heard, and she's still around... Nowadays, I saw a picture of her. She pretty much looks the same.
Who'd we leave out for talking about the 1980s? Did we miss anybody? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook.
Sure.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really had a thing. The only time I liked Madonna was in the Like a Virgin video.
Yeah.
Like a Virgin.
Get Into the Groove.
What?
Brooke Shields.
I never thought she was attractive.
Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Really?
That's stupid. She's not
I thought you were going to say, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, she's not a bombshell, but I had a girl next door crush on her.
Yeah. Well, why not? Breakfast Club.
Yeah, all sorts of people. I mean, that's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
But if we left anybody off.
Well, there was like a bunch of chicks that I didn't know their names, and I'm like, oh, yeah, what was the chick in this? And blah, blah,
what
blah.
Was the chick in that? What was
the chick in that? The chick in this. And wait, see, Jeff's scrolling over here.
Yeah,
I can see his...
Shout out anybody that we've left off.
Yeah.
That's what I was just doing.
I see a lot of good pictures. Ooh, who's that?
That's Samantha Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
That picture. Yeah, I remember that picture. Susanna see, Jeff's bringing House, back a lot of childhood memories for me over here with these images on his computer screen.
You can't look at it. You can look at this one, but you can't look at these
you're
three.
Looking at Tracy Lords?
There's four pictures, three of them you're not allowed to look at. But
if there was a website.
I'm looking, baby.
If there was a website with pictures of her on it and it had nude pictures of her, it would be illegal.
Who's that, Linda Hamilton? No.
Linda Fiorentino.
Oh, Fiorentino.
Yes.
She was hot.
Winning Gotcha with Anthony Edwards.
Ally Sheedy? You got Ally Sheedy?
Yeah, that was how'd she end up on a hot list?
No.
Ally Sheedy. Bleh.
Who's that?
Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton was hot.
Tanya Roberts.
Eh.
He's just scrolling over here. Yeah. I could do this all night.
Let's just scroll.
Holy shit. Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Scroll
that's
along
a good one.
That one, Grease yeah.
Two. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Grease 2.
Yeah.
The Fabulous Baker Boys.
Did you talk about Grease 2 last week?
Scarface.
Right, Scarface. But,
yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, you know what she looked good in his, Witches of Eastwick?
Yes. Who else?
Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith. You know, on some of those lists I was looking at, they had Helen Slater.
She's not Supergirl.
She's
era.
Pretty, but
Demi Moore.
She's not like.
Oh, Leah Thompson. That's who I was thinking.
Yeah, again, not a hot bombshell.
Yeah, but I was.
Yeah, she was always hot.
She's cute. I'm talking about like,
Christy Alley.
We're
you
really
were into Christy Alley.
No.
Well,
Whitney Houston. You were into.
I do
Houston.
Think Whitney Houston was beautiful.
Yes,
she was beautiful. Don't ever talk bad about Whitney Houston. Fucking hot.
Whack.
Huh?
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
We're going through some of the Baywatch chicks, but like Yasmine Bleeth, was that 90s?
That was 90s.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kathy Ireland was pretty. Was
oh,
that
yeah,
80s?
Kathy Ireland.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, Rebecca De Mornay.
Rebecca De Mornay.
De Mornay.
Yeah.
De Mornay.
And the Rock's the Cradle.
Yeah, well, Risky Business.
Yeah, Risky Business, of course. You like choo-choos?
Do it on
Helen Slater was cute as Supergirl.
She was cute. That's she was cute and Risky Business, too.
Oh, there's more. There's 30 more.
I'm yeah.
Like, we fuck it. All right. I think we did good.
Yeah, all right. All right. And if we left anybody off, go ahead and tweet us. And, you know, next week we'll do the hottest. No, we won't.
And I apologize to the female radios.
Yeah, sorry, female radios.
Yeah, right into the hottest 80, the hottest men
hunks.
Of the 80s. And
when Steph comes back,
Steph
we can do
back,
dudes.
We'll make her read them.
You'll have to do, it's got to be Beefcake, 80s Beefcake, because that's what it was called.
Really?
Yeah. Hunks.
Beefcake.
Hunks.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that guy in 16 Candles.
Who?
Don't
say it if
Jake
you don't.
Ryan.
Yeah, so none of us are doing
Michael,
well tonight. Who's that guy?
Michael.
Imperioli?
No. I don't forget what his real name was.
What, in 16 Candles?
Yeah.
Jake Ryan?
The, Oily Bohunk.
Oily Bohunk.
Oily Bohunk.
Oh, Long Duck Dong. We could do Long Duck Dong.
Great Long Duck Dong movies. Gung Ho, 16 candles, and that's it.
That's all.
He showed up recently on something, though.
He did?
Yeah.
What, Law and Order?
No, it was like an HBO show or something. Anyway.
Fraggle Rock? All right, let's do some staff picks. I'll read Steph's. Okay. Steph's staff pick is Train to Busan on Netflix. It's an excellent foreign zombie flick. Some of the radios and other folks have already suggested it's the best horror zombie movie she's seen since Dawn of the Dead in 2004, which I guess is saying something, because if it's better than Dead Snow, it's good.
I watched that Girl with All the Gifts.
Yeah?
You heard about that?
No, what's Girl with All the Gifts?
It's like an English zombie movie.
Yeah?
But it's Glenn Close is in it. It's really bizarre.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, the zombies are like part plant. It's really weird. Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
Like Groot?
It may be on Netflix.
Groot. I am Groot.
It's called The Girl with All the Gifts. You should look into it. I'm going to watch this other one. I watched the trailer that Steph posted. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, what's your step?
I don't like reading much, though, while I watch movies.
I hate reading.
I'm trying to relax here. Yeah, I got to fucking read.
I'm going to fucking read, too. Mine's Chopped. Star Power starts the 27th Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe today if you're listening.
Yeah.
It's one of these celebrity tournaments that Chopped always has. And,
Food Network.
Yeah, Food Network. And this is like one of the last things Alan Thicke filmed before he died.
Here's my recipe for popcorn. I like to cook it in coconut oil and then put a little butter on it and salt.
But there's a bunch of other interesting. Ileana Douglas, you love her.
I love her. Ileana Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sad that she's on a cooking reality show.
Well, fuck it.
She's funny.
She's lives with Martin Scorsese.
Ron Funches is on.
Ron Funches?
Yeah, Funches.
She's hilarious. Yeah. Paige Van Zandt, speaking of rock chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Van Zandt, you know who that is?
No.
Van Zandt is his wife, right?
I think it's his daughter.
Yeah, it's got to be his daughter. Ronnie Van Zandt.
Not Steven Van Zandt?
It's Ronnie Van Zandt's daughter? Holy shit, is that her?
Yep.
From Skynyrd?
Oh, my God.
Is that who Ronnie Van Zandt is from Skynyrd? Anybody know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. I don't know.
Let's see if there's a Wikipedia page about her. Paige Van Zandt.
Steven Van Zandt.
Sorry, he distracted me by having images on his...
Mixed martial artist.
Oh, yeah? She's good.
She's going to fight you.
That's all right.
Doesn't say who her parents are. It doesn't say the text about her.
Huh.
Mixed martial arts.
Weird. Maybe there's no relation.
This is the show that killed Alan Thicke.
You think?
Well, yeah, he probably ate a lot of greasy food.
There's a lawsuit going.
Uh-oh, why?
Well, because Food Network killed.
Oh.
No, he had that John Ritter shit, man.
What's that?
That aortic dissection that has nothing to do with
anything.
Eating a lot of popcorn or whatever, but
how do you find that?
Popcorn's healthy.
I guess there's scans now they can do, but back then, when John Ritter died, they didn't have that stuff.
I didn't have time to make it to this scan because I was shooting a reality show about food.
Well, I guess he had no symptoms. That was the thing.
Yeah, you don't have symptoms. You just die. That sucks.
But there's scans you can get now, I guess.
Ira?
Oh, me? So Amazon Prime,
The
video service, does this thing where they do pilot season, where they have five pilots.
Right.
And then you watch them all, and then you vote, you know, which one they're going to make into an actual show. So I watched a couple of them, and the one I liked the most was this one called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of right up my alley. It's 50s New York stand-up comedy Jews, basically. if I'm going to describe
Gilbert's
the show.
In it, right?
Yeah.
But it's very... It has a Mad Men feel because of the 50s thing, and so it's very stylized that. But it also kind of has... I think the guy who created this and directed it maybe is definitely a Goodfellas fan or a Scorsese, because it's very Goodfellas to me, just the way it moves.
Mm-hmm.
It moves very quickly. The characters are great. It's very over-the-top scenically, but it's about – it took me forever to figure out who the main chick, where she was from. You guys watched House of Cards, right?
Yeah, I do.
It took me forever. I was like, God, who is this chick? And I figured it out. She was the hooker in – House of Cards. Remember that he killed. Yeah. So playing like a role that if you just watched her in House of Cards, you'd be like, damn, she's totally different. Anyway, she's like this kind of housewife in the 50s, but young.
Yeah.
Dating this guy who wants to be a stand-up comedian, and this is during the 50s. So they go see Lenny Bruce one night
mm-hmm.
in like this small little strip club, And they're all into that. And I don't know if I don't know, should I give away what happens at the end?
Don't, because I want to watch it.
Okay.
It's by Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Who's that?
That's the creator of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
No, I'm definitely going to watch it.
The dialogue is great. She's great. The characters are great. It moves real quick. And I actually watched it twice. So, yeah, it was good. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Do they let you watch those pilots for free if you don't have Amazon Prime? Or you got to have Prime?
Well, here's the cast. You got Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, yeah, he made it a cameo.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, he's her father.
Alex Borstein.
Yeah, episode one you can watch for free.
So. Oh, really?
So yeah. Is the actress you're talking
pilots,
about?
Usually, oh, yeah. They let you watch them.
Rachel Bornstein, right?
Bornstein, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's been in other shit, but that's what I knew her.
Right. You interviewed her on the phone one time.
You did?
Tim did.
Brosnan.
It's too bad it wasn't in person.
Alex Borstein.
Oh, I interviewed Alex Borstein.
About that
yeah.
Nerf show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's done very well.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll check it out.
Okay.
My pick this week is The Last Podcast on the Left, the last three episodes or... in a series of Scientology and most specifically L. Ron Hubbard. They talk about how he got started and all the craziness that was involved with him.
I'm
in.
Yeah.
And I'd listened to all three episodes in a row, so you're talking about 6 hours almost worth
all
of audio.
I'm out.
And then, why?
No, I'm just saying.
And then there's a fourth one coming on the way, but it was fascinating.
He was on Crashing last night too, Henry.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Henry?
Henry?
No, Henry.
Hendry. Phil Hendry?
Zebrowski.
Yeah, like you're decorating a fucking Christmas tree over here.
The kid Hendry. So, yeah, if you're interested in Scientology at all, or the L. Ron Hubbard.
Or the spectacle of it.
What
I want to become a Scientologist.
Charlatan. Do you have a lot of money?
No.
Because you can't unless you have a lot of money.
Really?
You can't just convert to Scientology?
I guess, but you can't...
You can just get audited.
You can't get audited without money.
I
don't care about the money part. I just want to become a Scientologist.
Well, I'm sure you could.
I totally believe
just
in
just say that you're a Scientologist,
for.
And that's it.
All right. Well, get to work.
Tom Cruise is my God.
Listen to this podcast and find out how once he reached a certain level, he had to create more bullshit so he could start making more money.
Yeah,
so.
I got to hand it to him.
Good going there, L. Ron Hubbard.
I haven't never seen that movie. The
Master. I was just
thinking that is a good movie.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah. I saw it, but I didn't. I think I didn't get the end.
And the end was a little bizarre, yes.
Right.
I agree with you there, but it was a good movie.
Can you explain it to me later?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll hug you.
Thanks.
All right, guys. That has been episode 13 of season 2.
Good times.
Stephanie will be back with us very soon. I think next week we're recording a show from a location, correct?
Yeah, we're going to go to Banjo Cold Brew and check it out and talk to them.
Okay, cool.
And Avondale Estates?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to plug their shop now? Or
sure.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I don't have the info.
Yeah,
it's in Avondale
Estates. It's right next to Palooka.
We'll have it next week when we're there.
We'll go on the Banjo Facebook page. They got everything.
Yeah. Check it out there. Until next week, please remember to always keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.